When Masayuki Nagase began work last year on his sculpture, Passage of Wind and Water, his artistic influence echoed far beyond the boundaries of downtown Rapid City.
Wind and drought.
Study the springs.
Greening. The scene.
A land where prairie.
Grassland. Skirt.
Buttes. Stacked and bundled.
Like wheat shocks.
One of those impacted by the master sculptor's carving of images related to the Badlands was Christine Stewart, an associate professor at South Dakota State University and a poet. Stewart was invited to share her expertise in communication with the spoken word for the presentation called Echoing Passages, Chapter 1, A Badlands Tapestry.
I thought, yeah, it would be great to write some poems on the Badlands, but it's pretty silly to do that solo when the whole spirit of the project is collaboration and community. So I'd remembered reading choral poems before, and I thought, well, I'll go ahead and try to do a multi-voiced poem.
Badlands, blue morning sky,
is a bowl in which
heat, humidity, lightning,
and wind, light,
change.
Stewart obtained the words for that multi-voiced poem by holding writing workshops in Rapid City and through submissions by area students and members of the South Dakota State Poetry Society.
And so it became this really dynamic process where I would take someone's words, elaborate, mix them together, take one poem and put them all together. So maybe, I don't know, I didn't count, but like maybe 50% of it's like, quote, my words, but it's all mixed in with how others' words inspired my own.
Cold stone
rough, like a workman.
Hands and hard like
a metal shovel.
Besides Christine Stewart's choral poem, there are three presentations by choreographer Sarah Olivier and a group of young dancers. Olivier says taped rehearsals actually took place in the Badlands and are part of a video presentation.
What is it like for you recreating this on a stage as opposed to doing it actually out in the Badlands?
They're slightly different. So what we danced here tonight was different from what we did in the Badlands. We are able to do things on a stage that we weren't able to do there. So it's kind of nice to have a bit of both.
But, adds Olivier, having the experience of actually dancing in the Badlands under her feet was invaluable.
Yes, it was definitely a benefit to have danced there first and then bring that to the stage.
A Badlands Tapestry's dance segments, though separated by the choral poem and Randall Iverson's video of Masayuki Nagase's work on the sculpture and scenes of the Badlands, was intended to flow from one to another effortlessly, says Olivier.
Each segment was actually a variation on a theme, so not each one said something different, but they each focused on those same ideas of transformation and community and hope for the future.
My fingers trace
a fissure, the stone's scar.
Long and red, stories
are in scar.
As indicated in the title of the theatrical presentation, this is chapter one of an artistic collaboration that will continue for the next 4 years until Masayuki Nagase has completed the Passage of Wind and Water sculpture. After the Badlands garden section is finished, Yuki will begin work on the second half of the project, which explores the Black Hills through the sculptor's images on granite. With each strike of his chisel on the stones at Main Street Square, words, dance, and video images will accompany Yuki's vision through the eyes, voices, and movements of fellow artists. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jim Kent.
Flecks that sparkle
like